I worked in high school in the summer. I worked at the university where my mother was working one summer, and I answered the phones. That was a good work experience. I applied for internship positions after my first year of college, and I sent out about 20 applications, and I got a few responses, but one interview over the phone and no position. So I did summer school my first summer. The next summer, I had been in contact with opportunities at Stanford, and I did an internship at NASA because Ames Research Center is not so far away from the Stanford University. And I applied for a fellowship that I was awarded that was offered at Stanford so I could partner with a Stanford professor and work as an undergraduate researcher. And that is what I did the following summer. And then I took a course in public speaking my last year when I was both completing my bachelor's and my master's degree at Stanford. And that was very helpful for interviewing. Also, interviews were offered on campus during those years. They were good years for engineers. Companies needed engineers quite badly, and I don't know if it's changed today, but many interviews happened on campus. So I worked with my reader, and I filled out applications, and I registered to be interviewed by the companies that interested me. And I had, I believe, 23 on-campus interviews, and maybe 4 off-site interviews and 3 job offers coming out of Stanford. I counted recently, and I've worked at 6 different organizations since I left college. So I've done a lot of interviewing, and my advice to everyone is to interview once a year to be fresh in the fundamentals, who you are, the kind of work that you're doing, to be able to describe in detail projects that you're currently working on and what the results of those projects have been. These are things that employers are looking for.